Kim Hines is one of those special creative people that you don't come across very often. She is a playwright, an actress, a director, and a pioneer.
I am a Minnesota native. I am second generation. I've been in professional theater since I was around 11 years old. I started out as a children's theater company and went on to college and got a degree in theater and visual art and continued on helping to start Mixed Blood Theater Company. I'm one of the founding members. There were about 6 to 8 of us. I was part of the original company at Penumbra Theater Company. I've been a part of the art scene here, it feels like forever. I'm an equity actor. I've performed on many of the stages here in the Twin Cities. A lot of the theaters are gone now, but there's still quite a few that are still here. And of course, I've been on the Guthrie stage. I've directed both in Minnesota and outside Minnesota. I was the second, as far as I know, Minnesota-born black actress to get my equity card here, which is laughable now. As a young person in theater said to me, "Wow, you're one of the pioneers. I've heard a lot about you." And I never thought of myself as a pioneer. You know, you think of pioneers and you think of the covered wagon and the calico skirt and what have you. But I guess I am part of that original group of African-American artists that paved the way for a lot of the artists that are around today to make their way in the world at their craft. I'm one of many. We're not all in theater. There's music and there's visual art and there's writing. And I feel very blessed to have been a part of that group.
Kim is a nationally produced playwright. She has had 4 productions at the Kennedy Center. Her work has been performed all over the United States, including here in Minnesota.
I have 2 shows coming up at the History Theater. The first one is about Nellie Stone Johnson, the first African-American elected official for the city of Minneapolis. That play comes up in 2012. It's a lot about a woman who was just fearless. She helped create the DFL party in Minnesota, and she was an advisor to Hubert H. Humphrey. She helped to organize and unionize the Minneapolis Athletic Club, among many, many, many things that she has done for the state of Minnesota. A lot of involvement in unions, organizing, and in education. The next play that I will be doing for the History Theater is called 1968. 8 playwrights were asked to write about some significant event that happened in 1968. And I'm writing about the 2 Olympic athletes who were stripped of their medals and how that affected the little people. 1968, that production will be in tandem with an exhibit at the History Center. All of this is happening in St. Paul. I also have a coaching business called Art Work in Process. And I created this business to help up-and-coming artists, performing artists mainly, but I deal with all artists. And I also deal with a lot of older artists that are changing what they're doing. They're tired of doing what they're doing and they want to revive their careers or they want to embark on new journeys. I think it's very important to support the artists in the Twin Cities. I'm always lending a hand down, trying to help the next one up, because that's the only way that we're going to continue any type of significant longevity in the Twin Cities.
Kim Hines' contributions to Minnesota arts is a rich and creative tapestry. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.